This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He is the master of the mock and football expert.
I looked at last year's top 20 sackers in the NFL, and there's 28 of them because 8 of them, you know, tied. And 18 of them were first round picks. And 12 of them were picks 1 through 15. So history would say, if you're going to trade up, and I'm seeing, you know, the trade-ups for Chris Olave and Jameson Williams, but history would dictate if you're going to trade up, you trade up to get edge rusher.
He's a man who enjoys an ice-cold beer.
Give me one of those famous giant beers I heard so much about.
And a travel aficionado.
There are things to do right here. You don't need to go to the Caribbean, or you don't need to go to Europe. You don't need to do things. Just go to Wabingo.
Jay Binkley of Bink at Night joins The Drive.
So, Bink, before we start talking football, after this week, it's summer. Are we officially locking you in for every Friday at 5 o'clock and beers with Bink?
It's a lot of beers. You know, I had to really go to a lot of variety today. The ones we haven't had. Because I got to refresh my memory from time to time. Text Rob or something. Say,
I mean, it's
we
not
tried
like
this.
I remember all the beers that we had last summer. Are you ready for every Friday at 5 o'clock?
We got plenty, man. We're in summer beer season.
Okay. So are we locking this in? Rob, are you ready to lock this in every summer, every Friday this summer?
Well, Rob told me.
5 o'clock.
He said no stouts. He said no stouts. He's like, man, what, people drink stouts all year round, Rob. What are you doing here? So when IPA.
I want to point out that it's called Beers with Bink. It ain't called.
Well, I do what I want still.
It ain't called Brews with Bob. Well, that's not what it's called.
But in fairness, that's not really a summer beer. My stouts and porters and those type of things. But I did hit on some of the area you like. Wheat and sweet. This is a
you
summer
variety. You know I'm a wheat and sweet. You
this
know
is a summer variety. This is all six of them are something you'd grab on a hot summer day like we have right now and you'd wash yourself down with. You got a three-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Drink up.
All right, you guys know the rules. We do the hits, but instead of doing the hits how we normally do, Rob will tell us the beer that we're going to drink. We'll then drink the beer and answer the question.
The hits. Getting you caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City on your drive home from work, number one.
Well, boys, beer number one on Beers with Bink is a Broadway brewery. It is a Flat Bill Pils, a nice pilsner, Carrington, for you to enjoy. But as we've been talking about all day at the top store of the day in Kansas City, it looks like it's official. DeAndre Hopkins is a Cardinal no more.
DeAndre Hopkins' era in Arizona is now officially over. The Cardinals have just announced they are releasing the all-pro receiver. Hopkins had been the subject of trade rumors since the end of last season, mainly due to his $30 million salary cap hit in 2023, which is the highest among NFL receivers. He also had a $19 million salary this season. While trade talks did heat up right before the NFL draft, no deal was ultimately reached. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports Hopkins had been hoping for a release so he could become a free agent. Hopkins had 1,400 yards receiving in his first year as a Cardinal in 2020 after being acquired via trade from Houston. But injuries limited him to 10 games in 2021, and he missed the first six games of 2022 due to a league suspension.
All right, Bink, before we enjoy a Flat Bill Pils, you tell me, now that he's a free agent, where does DeAndre Hopkins end up?
I think Buffalo's the most desperate of these teams where that window is closing, and it's closing fast, and they realize it. You got to take advantage of Josh Allen being there. They obviously have more money than the Chiefs do at this point. I do think that Buffalo, that he did mention, you know, catching passes from Josh Allen, I think that's a good fit for him. I want to see him here in Kansas City, but I think Buffalo – makes the biggest play for him.
Yeah, I think Buffalo makes a lot of sense. I understand why Buffalo would be the favorite. I think Buffalo is starting to kind of feel the pressure of not getting to a championship. And the same way that last year they went out and got Von Miller, I could see them doing the exact same. We kind of been talking today about some teams that we think makes a lot of sense. I think Jacksonville makes a lot of sense. I think the Lions could also make a lot of sense to go out there and get them. I like the Cowboys a lot. They're a team that doesn't have a lot of weapons, and you want to try to give Dak Prescott as much as possible. I could see the Cowboys making a play. There's a handful of teams. I'm not really sure if Kansas City makes a whole lot of sense to go get D-Hop.
Keep an eye on the Patriots. I know you look at it and you think, well, there's not a quarterback there. It doesn't fit. He wants a good quarterback to go. But, you know, money talks. Going there, Juju there. Keep an eye on New England.
All right, boys. Beer number one is from Broadway Brewery. It is a Flat Bill Pils that is a Pilsner beer.
Go ahead and give us the fun facts for this beer. I know you love the fun facts.
It's Broadway Brewing. This is another Columbia beer for you. See that?
Okay, right,
I have hit on the Columbia Brewery.
Are these the people that made the Norm Stewart?
No, it's Logboat, but this is another one, the Flat Bill Pils, man.
All right,
everybody's
Broadway
got the Flat
Brewery.
Bill.
I've been on Broadway before. Some great times
it's
on Broadway.
It's the Broadway Brewery.
Some great
times
out there.
Don't have a beer advocate rating for this one yet, but it's a Pilsner, which is more of a lighter beer, so... This is something you could suck down on a nice summer day.
Whoa. You're just gonna let him say that on the show?
It's 5 o'clock.
That was a lot. That was egregious. You know what he said right there was egregious.
It's hard to do
you know that.
It's hard to do a segment without saying that.
Well, we can mark 5:06 the time we got fired today.
Yeah, that was egregious. You know that.
Just remember, it's always me, not you.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you go first.
It's Czech style Pilsner.
I'm going to let you go first.
You know, I mean, it's good, not great. I don't think it deserves anything over a 7. I don't even think it deserves over 6.5. I'm going to go 6.4.
I think it's extremely average. It's the definition of mid, 5.2.
Mm. I like that beer. I like that beer.
You like the Columbia stuff, man.
I like that beer a lot. I didn't know it was from Columbia until you told me. I didn't know.
You like that Como beer?
I'm going to give that a 6.9.
Woo!
I really liked it. That's a beer, if you brought the six-pack over, I'd drink more than one of those. I liked that beer. That beer is right. What's that? What is this? The Broadway Brewery?
Yeah, this is the Flat Bill Pils.
The Broadway Bully.
There's a whole bunch of Logboat. They're
Flat
redoing
Bill.
Their whole brewery. They're opening it. They probably already opened this month. They're supposed to open in May.
The Flat Bill Pils.
Columbia is a nice beer town, just like Lawrence, Kansas.
This says Rockport, Missouri. Is that a suburb?
Yeah, but that's where they brew it.
Oh, okay.
But
my bad. I'm sorry.
They did a showdown of beers between Missouri and Kansas because Lawrence Brewery is pretty stout, pretty tough competition. But
Free State gets smoked in
you
that
You got
battle.
Brewery and Logboat going at it hard from Columbia, it'd be a good match.
I mean, it would look a lot like the basketball games have looked. The team in blue would smoke the other team. Speaking of DeAndre Hopkins, we knew something was amiss when this happened last week.
Josh Allen, he reminds me of an old school or of a new school Andrew Luck.
Mm.
And you know, I love Josh Allen. Jalen Hurts, you know, man, he's Houston kid, your dog, Jalen. Number three, who I would love to have a ball thrown by, Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Ooh,
Number four, I'm going to have to go with, I got to go with the underdog, man, the people. Not a lot of people respect this guy, but, you know, as a throwing quarterback, Lamar Jackson, obviously. And number five, that's a good one. That's a good question. Number five.
Dak Prescott?
I like Dak Prescott.
Any of these young rookie quarterbacks stand out to you? Do you want to catch a ball from a young player? Are you past that point in your career? Like, some guys out there.
Yeah, I'm past that point in my career. But I heard that the quarterback we got from Houston is pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like him. My grandfather was sending me his highlights on YouTube. But my number five quarterback, man, because it's some good quarterbacks out there that's young and good. I'm going to have to go with, my dude in San Diego. Well, the Chargers.
Herbert.
I'm going to have to
Justin
go
Herbert.
Bink Carrington called her earlier this week. Should we have known something was amiss, something was odd when DeAndre Hopkins named all those quarterbacks but didn't name Kyler Murray?
Yeah, a little bit odd, but it just shows you how much he wanted to get out of Arizona. Like, I doubt he would say, well, I want to stay with Kyler Murray. He wouldn't get to mention him because he wanted to be gone from that team. So I think it would have been silly even if he did mention Kyler. Even if he did like Kyler a ton, it would have been silly for him to mention him. Because it's like, why do you want to leave? Why do you want out? Why don't you just stay in Arizona if you like Kyler Murray that much? So never thought he really liked, well, I mean, I honestly don't think he likes playing with him that much. But clearly he's not. He wouldn't say his name anyway.
I'm just laughing. He was like, my man in San Diego, my man. He ain't your man that much. You don't even know his name. Bink, I said this a couple of days ago, and Rob kind of snickered at me a little bit. If I said, hey, name your top five producers, and I didn't say Rob's name, I would understand if Rob felt some kind of way, like, yo, you my man. How could you not even mention me in this conversation? When he didn't say Kyler Murray's name, it told me everything that I needed. Then when he started describing what kind of team he wanted to play for, then he said, I want a quarterback that loves the game. And he's been telling us this entire time, I don't want to play for the Arizona Cardinals. You know, you got what you wanted. You wanted out of Arizona. You are going
to
be out of Arizona.
Because he doesn't mention he wants to play with Kyler. He wants to stay there. It's that simple. He would want to stay right where he's at.
Beer number two, boys, from Deschutes Brewing Company. It is the Mirror Pond. It is a pale ale. I have a hunch you're not going to like this one as much as the first, Carrington Harrison.
All right, well, let's see, man. Don't assume for me. You don't know me.
It's more the pale ale variety. Listed as very good on Beer Advocate.
I said, Rob, you don't know me. And Rob,
nice 5%.
Probably knows me very well. I apologize to you for that.
It's a good summer. Rob's probably going to like this.
I really like this. I'm a big fan. See? I knew. Look at the face.
Yo, y'all be lying on this show. Don't come on this show lying, Vic. We don't like that. That's not what this show is about. This show is about open forum communication.
Deschutes a good brewery.
It's average. That's what it is. Go ahead and call it what it is. Well, it's average.
Deschutes a good brewery, but this is something that I would drink. This is what you call rapid consumption. Many of them, which would be fine.
It's average. Go ahead and call. Go ahead.
It's not going to get a great score. It's going to be in the six. But
That's a good score on this game. You ain't giving a lot of nines out.
No, I'd go very low 6.1.
It's a 5.1 from your boy.
It's a high quality beer.
It's a 5.1 from at C. Harrison.
6.5, that is strong.
Three. We've done this enough that I know exactly what Rob's going to like and vice versa. Mm-hmm. I mean, I took one sip and I'm like, this is a Rob beer. This is a Bob brew.
Speaking of DeAndre Hopkins, one question a lot of Chiefs fans have as he's 31 years old and battling injuries is how much does he have left in the tank? Well, we asked that exact question to Dave Burns. Here's what he had to say.
I still think there's enough there for one more really good renaissance DeAndre Hopkins year. Beyond that, I don't think you can count on much of anything else. The Julio Jones comp is interesting. You look at the age and you certainly think, well, that shouldn't be that old, but then you just factor in all the missed time and all the missed practice and the PED suspensions and everything that's kind of happened the last couple of years. I think he is closer to the end and closer to the Julio Jones comp than he is any team acquiring him thinking that they just got themselves the next Tyreek Hill or they just got themselves the next A.J. Brown. I don't think he's that anymore. I still think he's good, but I don't think he's that anymore.
Bink, I will ask you. We asked Dave Burns. DeAndre Hopkins is going to be 31 years old. He has been hurt the last couple of years of his career. How much gas do you think he has left in the tank?
I think he's got another good, solid, as far as being a superstar, 1 year. Then it's going to be on the decline. So he's going to be kind of a 60% of what he was. In the start, but I do think he has one good year with him. I think he's got 1 year good left. You put him in the right situation, see what he does. I actually think it fits what the Chiefs are doing because this is something they've needed, like the Odell Beckham type, DeAndre Hopkins. Listen, I know that they're satisfied. We can look at it now and say Kadarius Toney, and you say Marquez Valdes-Scantlin. Just say those names and, you know, think about it. They need somebody like this. You say, where's it going to fit? But they do need somebody like this with the Kansas City Chiefs, but it's a short-term thing. But they've done that with wide receivers. They've gotten them on the short-term things. Like Juju was here for 1 year, and then he's gone.
Yeah, if I'm DeAndre Hopkins, I'm not interested in signing a one-year
deal. Exactly. He's not going to be in the money that it's going to cost. I don't think the Chiefs would be interested in that. I think they were. They talked to him before. Obviously, Arizona, they weren't going to get a trade with any team in the NFL. They were going to have to release him. But I don't know if the Chiefs want to get any kind of bidding war. So they bowed out on Odell. They liked Odell Beckham, too.
Yeah, and I would say if you're not willing to get into a bidding war, that you're not really serious about signing DeAndre Hopkins.
Because there's more desperate teams still
there. That's exactly what he's going to command. That's why I've been saying all day, Bink, I don't think the Chiefs are a realistic option because the Chiefs have shown me all offseason they're not spending money on wide receiver. They weren't willing to give Juju $11 million. They weren't willing to sign Alan Lazard. They weren't willing to sign Jacoby Myers. You've had multiple options to sign a wide receiver for a pretty reasonable price. You could have brought Juju back. He signed a three-year, $25 million deal, and you declined. Now you're going to go spend, I think, three-year deal to go get DeAndre Hopkins. It just doesn't really add up to me. That's why I'm trying to find a team that I think would potentially do it. Buffalo, we alluded to earlier. Jacksonville, who still has a quarterback on a rookie contract. Those are the teams that, to me, are a little bit more realistic.
All right, boys, time for beer number three. This is Longboard Brewing Company. This is their Island Lager.
Sticking with that summer theme here, Rob, going to the Hawaiian brewery. You can find this in Kona, Hawaii, but it's actually brewed. Most of the time, most of the beers you get in the United States, most of New Hampshire, I think they have one in Washington, but it's all over. But this is Kona Brewing from Kona, Hawaii. It's where they have a brewery there for Kona. But I figured this would be something to see that I might like. Welcome. Again, this is summer edition here. When you think of summer beer, you think of Hawaii. You did like that Alaskan beer a lot, Carrington. We cracked that up for winter. That is a very average beer.
What was that? What was that beer?
It was the Longboard.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm gonna let you go.
I already know what's gonna happen with you. That's a solid. What do you call it, Ben? Crushability. There's a high crushability. There's a high crushability factor. You may have got some yard work done on a Saturday. You got kick your feet up, relax. I'm gonna give that a solid 5.9.
Solid 5.9. I'm gonna go with just a tad bit lower. I'm gonna go 5.7 on that beer.
Rob, I like that beer more than you did. I like that beer. What was that, the Longboard?
Longboard.
I just knew.
6.1. I liked it. I would drink that. What was that? What kind of beer was this?
Island Lager.
I don't know what that means, but this was kind of tasty. Very tasty.
Four.
How could this beer be made in Fort Collins, Colorado, Portland, Oregon, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire?
Well, the original brewery is in Hawaii.
What's going on? Those are three completely different places.
Distribution,
what's
man.
What's going on with Longboard here?
Geographically, very close.
That's where Yingling is. Pennsylvania, Texas, and Florida.
Well, that only makes sense. How does this work? How can it be in three places at one time?
Distribution, man.
Okay, my bad. I didn't
know. Saving that cash.
I didn't know, man.
As we continue our six-pack of questions about DeAndre Hopkins, Matt Verderam over at SI, he was on Cody and Gold earlier today, and he talked about the cap space needed for the Kansas City Chiefs to acquire one DeAndre Hopkins.
The Chiefs have been interested in DeAndre Hopkins at times in this offseason, but like everybody else, they didn't want to pay the number. They weren't going to pay $19.5 million. And so the cap space is not a problem. That's one thing with the Chiefs, as you mentioned, Allison. You're right. They could just say, "Hey, Patrick, we're gonna move $20 million." Okay, done. That's it. I mean, they could use Tooney's contract. They could extend Chris Jones. They could move Kelsey's money around. I mean, there's a million ways that the Chiefs could just snap their fingers and create the space to do this.
Bink, Nate Taylor was on this show earlier today, and so the Chiefs have a little under $1 million in cap space after the draft. How much of an impediment do you believe their low cash flow could be on a potential addition to DeAndre Hopkins?
That'd be very tough. When you think about what he's going to command and what the Kansas City Chiefs have at this point, depends on where you look. But so it's, I mean, somewhere so it's spot rack is dead last in the National Football League on available spends. We don't know. Everybody always says salary cap is fake. It doesn't matter. They can maneuver things around, which they can maneuver things around. But it is realistic when it comes down sometimes to some of these teams not having the cash available to do it. That's why you see so many guys getting cut. Because guess what? If the salary cap was just a big magical being, DeAndre Hopkins would still be in Arizona.
I agree with you. The money thing to me is interesting. Like the money to me is a really interesting point. I think D-Hop, I'm curious what you think about this. If you're D-Hop, are you taking less than Odell Beckham?
No.
Like, I'm taking around what Odell Beckham got. Maybe you take
Odell's a little bit younger.
But you're also going to take the other year. So maybe you get it's a little bit lower annual year per value. Maybe you take 2 years, 28, so you get less than him, but you also get a guaranteed two-year contract. So I could see it being manipulated in that way. But I think that, like, if you're asking me what's the number one reason you don't think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be on the team, The number one reason is I think his price is just going to be outside of what the Chiefs are willing to spend. I don't think the Chiefs are willing to spend $13 million or more on DeAndre Hopkins. And that's what I think he's going to sign. Like, I think whenever we get that tweet from Adam Schefter or Rappaport that he has signed a deal, I think we look at the deal and say, oh, it makes sense why he didn't go to Kansas City.
Yeah, same way we looked at Odell. Say, okay, I get it now.
All right, boys, beer number three is from Odell Brewing Company. This is Sippin' Lemonade. It is a sour. I'm fascinated by your response to this one, Carrington, because I know your love of a good lemonade.
Carrington is all about the wheat and sweet that we've talked about. And
these be hit or miss, though. Sometimes the packaging be, you be, it be a pump fake.
Sometimes lemonade, but this is sour. It's a different style of beer. I'm not a huge sour guy. I like them more than I used to, but the fact is we don't have any sours on here. Odell's a great brewery. A lot of good beers there, so I figured, okay, high-quality brewery, this could be a high-quality item, as Cousin Eddie would say. That's definitely summer. That just screams summer. Sipping lemonade, Carrington.
The second sip was better than the first sip to me. Rob, this wasn't my favorite beer so far in this listing.
That doesn't... I'm not a sour guy. Bink's not a sour guy. I'm not surprised you're not a sour guy.
Yeah, that wasn't my favorite one. I like the Broadway Brewery. I like the Flat Bill Pills more. I also like the Longboard more than that, too.
I'm curious what your score is.
5-7.
Bink, what you got?
It was a little too sweet, a little too sour.
I mean, it tastes good. I'm not a sour guy at all. Like, the sour's like seltzer. 4-9.
Yeah, I'm not a sour guy at all. I was going to be 5-1. That just... You know, if you handed me this at a party, I'd be like, oh, thank you. I wouldn't be like, what have you done to me? But I'm not seeking this out. That's a 5-1. Five. Well, boys, we continue to talk about DeAndre Hopkins. Chiefs fans are all in a lather about getting him. But Nate Taylor made an interesting point earlier today on this radio program why the Chiefs might not make sense for a fit.
You kind of get a feel for, like, what your production could be, what your targets could be. You don't play on special teams, so we don't have to talk about that. But, hey, Travis Kelce practices every day. And I think that's something that people need to really understand. DeAndre Hopkins does not practice. If you're joining a new team, you're going to have to practice. And if you're joining Andy Reid's team, you're going to have to practice every day. There is not a single day in last season that Travis Kelce did not practice, even with the back spasm toward the end of the AFC week, the AFC Championship week.
Bink, how big of a problem could it be for the Chiefs, or maybe a bigger problem for DeAndre, that if he comes to Kansas City, Andy Reid and co. aren't going to put up with, hey, you get Wednesdays off, and we're going to ease you into the week every week in practice, and he's got to be a full participant daily.
Well, I think they would do it if you've been there for so long. They'd be more lenient if you've been here for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. Like when Mahomes gets that point, or even Chris Pelt Jones that got that point. Hey, I need a day off. Be the Lawrence Taylor treatment, so to speak. But the fact that you haven't been here, and you got to build that chemistry with Patrick Mahomes. The whole reason he has that camp, Pat, is to build that chemistry with the wide receivers. Even wide receivers have been in this league, like MBS and Kadarius Toney that's down there with him now. And Juju, when he was here, he was down there doing that with him now. That's not going to fly in Kansas City. You got to build that chemistry up with the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. It's not a good fit, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I do wonder this. Was the practice issue with DeAndre Hopkins in Arizona, I don't want to be here thing, or is that who you are? Now, I don't want to compare him to Randy Moss because he's obviously not Randy Moss, but the Randy Moss that played for the Raiders and the Randy Moss that played for the Patriots had two different personalities in how they conducted and carried themselves. How do we know that's not possible with DeAndre Hopkins? That if you get Hopkins in Philadelphia, you get him in Buffalo, you get him in Kansas City. Sure, the Arizona, but Arizona, they haven't been well run. They haven't been well run. Your leader is off trying to get DLC for Call of Duty. He's standing in line trying to get some Robux or whatever. It's just a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on. So I don't know necessarily if that's the case with DeAndre Hopkins.
All right, boys, beer number five is Lagunitas, a brewery we have enjoyed many a time on this segment. This is their Island Beats. It is a tropical IPA.
All right, so Rob got the IPA with Carrington, some tropical blends to the IPA. Very summerish IPA, and it's a good brewery, Lagunitas. I figured of all IPAs, you might like this one.
This is okay. This is the most okay beer we've had
Well, what about compared to the other IPAs you've had?
That one's just okay. I'm not a huge fan of that one. Like, I actually like the other. I like the second one we have more than that one. That one's just okay to me.
Lagunitas Island Beats Tropical IPA.
I felt like it was trying to take me somewhere, but I didn't arrive at the destination. I didn't arrive.
I liked that a lot. It mixed. You know what that is? Poolside drinking. That is perfect. It's a hot summer day.
It's a good hot summer beer.
A little flavor of beer, a little tropical. That's just, Memorial Day weekend, the pool opens up. That's a strong 6.8.
There was something about that was just okay to me. Like, I didn't dislike it. I didn't love it. Like, when I looked at the packaging, I thought I was going to love it. I didn't love it. Maybe it was the expectation theory there. It was just okay to me. It was fine. I'm going to give that one a 5.7. I didn't love it. Didn't hate it. I would drink multiple of it, but it's not something I would order.
I'm going to go 6.5 on this beer, and Beer Advocate gave it a 85, which is in a very good category for it. So the beer drinkers do like this beer. 5% ABV, so, you know, it's crisp, and it's definitely a summer beer, so definitely a 6.5 with me. One of my favorite beers that we've had today.
All right, boys, for our sixth and final beer and our six-pack of questions about DeAndre Hopkins. Earlier today on Twitter, Albert Breer, former friend of the show, Albert Breer, said the Chiefs have been doing their due diligence, their homework. They've been in communication with DeAndre Hopkins all the way back to the draft. Bink, how serious of contenders do you think the Chiefs are for DeAndre Hopkins? Is it all smoke and there's no fire? Or are the Chiefs in the coming days going to make some moves and end up with D-Hop on the roster?
It's going to be hard to do it. I think they're banking on the fact that they are who they are. And the fact that this is a team, if you really want to chase rings, how serious are you to win a ring? You come to Kansas City, I think they're banking on, well, success they've had in Patrick Mahomes. And that's going to come over the money. So you got to choose. Are you just going to sit down with the money or sit down with the team that you know is going to be a viable football team in the next couple of years? That's exactly what it's going to come down to. So I do think the Chiefs are kind of banking on Andy, Pat, Kelsey, Chris Jones is here. Hey, we win. We're a good football team. We have 6 primetime games, 8 standalone. I think they're banking all the extraneous factors over the cash.
What are we drinking? The hazy way?
This is Martin City's Hazy IPA. I'm going to love this one. I just know I'm going to love it, and it's not going to hit with one person in there.
6% ABV for a local brewery here. Martin City's had some fine products. We have not had this one. Again, this was a selection because it's summertime, and in the summertime I drink IPAs.
This is the worst beer we've had today.
This is not the worst beer we've had today.
I'll stun no one. I like this a lot. I'm a huge fan. Crispy, refreshing.
Do you like it better than Lagunitas?
Yes. This is going to score a 7 for me.
It's a good beer.
7 flat.
I'm going to go 6.8 with this beer.
It's a 4.2 for you.
Oh, man.
It's a 4.2. It's a 4.2.
Carrington.
For your boy.
We shouldn't have ended on an IPA. That was we set up this to score poorly.
I mean, at this point, you know what I'm going to like and what I'm not going to like.
Well, sometimes you like IPAs.
I'm on brand.
You like that sour.
It was okay. I would not order that.
I think you like that pale, too.
Yeah, I would not order that. The 3 beers I would order from here. Flat Bill Pills, number 1.
The Broadway Brewing from Columbia. Shocker.
The long board. I would drink that. And I actually would get, what was this? The
Mirror Pond Pale Ale.
The Mirror Pond Pale Ale. That would those are my top 3. Those are the 3 that if I went to, you know, Luca's Wine and Spirits Superstore in a class by itself, those are the 3 6-packs I would pick up. I wouldn't get a 6-pack of either of the other 3 we had.
I'd go Broadway, the Mirror Pond, and the Lagunitas Island Beats.
Yeah, I'd go Broadway, the Martin City. And I think I would go that Longboat Lager, the Island Lager. I think that there was a crushability factor I enjoyed on a long weekend.
Bink, you know what I would like to do, man?
What are we going to do, Karen?
Random question time! It's been a while since we just asked you random questions, man. Can we do
random question time?
Can we do that? Can we do random questions? And we'll go through some other things as well.
Sure.
How much NBA are you watching?
You know what? I love the playoffs. I mean, I can't, not a ton, but it's definitely
been
on.
You've been watching
on.
A lot of hockey?
Well, both of them been on.
Been watching a lot of hockey?
Whether I'm watching something else or whatever, it's one TV's been on playoffs.
Okay. You know what? Let's talk a little NBA. Right. We'll get some random questions in. We'll talk about DeAndre Hopkins, and we'll send people home on their Friday. Take care. Come back. I was going to say take care. No, we still have to come back. I thought it was 5:30. You know how it goes. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by the De Pasquale Mora Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs and the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Your home for Chiefs football in Kansas City is 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Binkley in studio taking us up until 6 o'clock, where we sign off for Memorial Day. Who do you think is going to win the Stanley Cup?
I'm going to stay with Vegas. It was my initial pick.
Didn't they make
on
the Stanley Cup final like 2 years ago?
They made it their first ever year. But I know that they were, you know, you could arguably be the best team in the NHL, but it's how they play. And
how did they just,
I know goaltending hasn't been the best this year, but they can score.
I don't know anything about hockey. So just they made an expansion team, and the expansion team was just the best team in the league?
First time out. I know the Blues did back in 67 or something.
You couldn't do this in the NBA or baseball.
No, they were able to cherry pick any player from, non-protected players from different NHL teams. They had a quality team. They've gone out and got a ton of good free agents.
Let's say that Roger Goodell said they're adding two more teams to the NFL to get to 34. You think that team could make the playoffs in year one?
No.
No chance they could make the
playoffs.
It depends
on the rules. I mean, they have scaled it back a little bit compared to what they gave them, but it was yeah, I'm staying with Vegas.
How many players could they protect? I'm genuine. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember how much it was, but there was just a couple players that are available, and they could pluck different players from different teams. I don't know how many were protected.
Okay, yeah, no, I didn't know.
I don't know, but it was a hell of a team. I mean, it's a loaded team. They've only been a solid team, and they're, you know, so I'm going Vegas the whole time. I'm staying with them.
Someone on the text line wants to know, what's our favorite donut place?
Donut King up north, the Donut King. Well, Varsity Donuts in Manhattan's tough to beat, but a lot around here, Donut King.
I don't think I could name North another City. Local donut place.
Lamar's are good.
Yeah, other than Lamar's, I don't really eat donuts enough. Donuts are a thing like that. Like, people are going around, like, I understand having, like, a favorite burger place or a taco place. Like, there's enough donut places for you to have, like, a favorite and least favorite.
I guess Varsity Donuts damn good in Manhattan. You had it yet?
I've never been there before.
It's very popular in Manhattan.
Before.
Yeah, it's
no.
one of the places I mean, you
I'm
go.
I'm never there early enough where I'm in the donut kind of, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really get there that early, you know? I've never stayed in Manhattan before.
You've been to Wamigo, though.
I have been to Wamigo. I've never stayed in Wamigo either, but I didn't know that. Somebody said Ray's Donuts up north.
Ray's good.
I didn't know that there was all these donut places around the city.
Yeah, Ray's good. Remember Winchell's? Do you remember Winchell's? Or are you too young?
I do remember it. I do. I do remember the place you're talking about. No. Someone said, Bink, what's your favorite brewery?
Oh, man. Now, this is tough because I don't really have a favorite. I mean, I've got favorites, but I can't look at one and say I like it better than the other ones because there's some redeeming quality with all of them. I mean, I really like going to Center Block. That's, you know, we've been down there a lot. It's call sign North Kansas City. North Kansas City brewery scene, I really like, but I go to those two a lot. Let's put it that way.
Text line 913-586-7610. If you guys have a random question for Jay Binkley, go ahead and ask your question. I'm perfectly fine with asking your question to our guy, Jay Binkley. Bink, what do you have planned for this Memorial Day weekend, man? What are you doing? Are you a grill guy? You seem like a grill guy. Like, you have the baseball going on in the back. You got a beer in your hand, and you're grilling it up.
I like grill. I can't cook at all, but the grilling is fun. I mean, grilling is always fun. I don't know what it is about, you know, just going out there and being in front of a grill or getting the grate out and putting some shrimp in or vegetables, whatever you want. But I can't cook at all, like at all, like not even close to it. But I do like the grill.
What kind of food do you like, Bink? Let's say that I'm a young lady. I'm like, oh, Bink, you're so cute. You know what, Bink? I want to go out to dinner. Where would you take me out to dinner?
Barbecue. You got to like barbecue. Everybody's got to like that, right?
Barbecue's a date place?
Well, yeah, why not?
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, because there's something for everybody. You know, if you shouldn't really feel like diving into it, pulled pork, here you go. Just give her the pulled
pork.
Sitting there with the ribs, the burnt ends. You never know what it is. But I think barbecue is a good
where
way
Where would
to
you
go.
Take her on this date? What if she's like, I want something light.
Oh, something light?
Yeah, she said.
We're not getting light barbecue, man.
You like my voice?
I want something light. We're not getting light barbecue. I may have to switch it up at that point. And I would say pizza, like a wood-fired pizza at Stone Canyon or something like that.
She's trying to watch her figure in this story that I've created.
And scoot the salad. Scoot the Texas Roadhouse, like a steak salad or something.
Where's wood-fired pizza at?
Various places have it. You see it.
Have you heard of this place before? Have you heard of wood-fired pizza?
There's wood-fired pizzas around the city.
I haven't heard of a place called Woodfire, but I've had wood-fired pizza, yeah.
Yeah, it's wood-fired pizza.
Oh, I thought you said there was a place called Woodfire
pizza. No, not
like
Woodfire.
Minsky's pizza.
Different pizzas have wood-fired. Minsky's awesome.
Okay, no, I didn't know. So you're going to get...
You know my feelings towards that.
You're going to get some pizza.
Yeah.
Someone wants to know, is fruit on pizza acceptable?
No, never has been. Never will be. So that's one thing you stay away from. Those are two separate items.
Can I tell you...
If you can do it by yourself.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I love a good pineapple and grilled chicken pizza. Love it.
For someone who's so weird, who every time we have a company event, you're like, I don't like weirdo pizza. Just give me the regular. The fact that you're like grilled chicken and pineapple is totally normal. Here we go.
Can I please defend myself? Text line. Can I defend myself? So I would say maybe once every 2 weeks we'll get pizza brought in from someplace. We will always get a pepperoni and a sausage. And then there will be three just tater tot pizzas and hamburger pizza. And I'm like, if I wanted a hamburger, I would just go get the burger. If I wanted tater tot pizza, I just would go to Sonic and get tots.
Or mac and cheese.
Can we just get regular? I'm cool. You can go Supreme. You can go. I'm fine with you not getting just regular standard pepperoni. But what? I don't want your specialty pizza. I don't want to try it. Pizza is not a thing that I'm ready to get so adventurous. I only get like a couple kinds of pizza. I don't want to tell Rob this. Pizza Shuttle got me on this.
Let's go.
Pizza Shuttle got me on cream cheese. Like, if I'm ordering the pizza, I'm getting cream cheese 100% of the way. I'm getting cream cheese, pepperoni, and sausage.
Never had cream cheese on a pizza.
Every time.
Not against it. I just haven't had it.
That's what I get every time. Or if you're like, all right, I can't pick that, I then would get pineapple and then grilled chicken.
You're definitely eating by yourself.
And I might put a little bit of bacon on there.
You're definitely eating by yourself. You're going chicken and pineapple.
I would eat Supreme, too. I don't like mushrooms, but I would eat Supreme, though.
I like jalapeno and pepperoni. It's just that.
You know I'm not eating nothing hot. You know that.
You can't go wrong with the good just pepperoni and jalapeno.
I'm just so happy to hear you're a Pizza Shuttle guy now. A little cream cheese and bacon pizza. Oh, so good.
You know, it's one of the crossroads, so it's one not that far from where I am.
What's better, Shakespeare's or Pizza Shuttle?
Pizza Shuttle.
Shakespeare's.
That's right.
Pizza Shuttle.
Shakespeare's.
Right. I will say, though, you're in pizza mecca because you got Pizza Tassio on one side of town and you got Pizza Shuttle on the other. That's serving all your masters.
Hold on. You think that Pizza Shuttle's better than Shakespeare? No chance you think that.
No, I don't actually think that.
Okay. All right. But I'm not even disrespecting Pizza Shuttle. I like Pizza Shuttle.
I think they're two
different. It ain't better than Shakespeare's, though.
I also think it's two different things. I think what Pizza Shuttle serves is like the late night, I've had a few beers type of vibe. We're like, Shakespeare's is like a meal. Like you can sit down and have like
Shakespeare's
dinner.
Shakespeare's is really, really good.
And you can buy it at your grocery store too.
Yeah, no, Shakespeare's is really, really good.
We had a fresh one, remember? I forgot what game that was. That Georgia, Missouri?
Yeah.
We went down to that football game.
Pizza Tassio's is, if you haven't been to Pizza Tassio's, I'm telling you, just it is. I might go there when we leave here. That pizza is good. That pizza is real good.
I remember at Will Walker at Old Shiny that Crab Rangoon pizza. Have you had that one yet?
Weirdo
but
pizza.
But it's popular. Like in Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, they have a place called Fong's. And it's like a late night thing where people get drunk.
What's
and they
the name
go
of
there.
It?
Fong's. Phongs.
I've been to Fong's. I went to a tournament game up in Des Moines. It's that
they
it's
have
good.
Zombie burger up there, and then they got Fong's. Very good eating.
I've had both of those things. Zombie burger also has a boozy milkshake, which
really?
I would definitely suggest.
But Fong's had the Crab Rangoon pizza. It was so good. It was on one of those shows that Man vs. Food, or like one of the Adam Zimmerman type of shows. I forgot what it was. Man vs. Food. But they Food Network was there, or Travel Channel, whatever it was. They were there for Fong's, and Will Walker put the Crab Rangoon pizza on his only place I've seen it.
That's weirdo pizza to me.
It's not. It's pretty good.
Legitimate weirdo pizza.
It's better than pineapple and pepperoni. 100% better. Or pineapple and chicken. 100%.
You've never even had pineapple and grilled chicken before.
No, because I won't go that way.
You know what you're doing? You're doing the Carrington.
I'm not doing fruit.
Where you judge something, you haven't had it before.
Is that the Carrington way?
100%. I do that all the time.
I've had pineapple on pizza, though.
I do that all the time.
I have an opinion on that because I've had pineapple on pizza and it ruins it.
I will come on here and have a very strong opinion about something that I've never tried before. 100%. Really? Yeah, that's my
thing. But I've had pineapple.
Someone said Artego pizza slept on. Absolutely slept on. Wings are good. Someone said Pizza Tassio is good. It's just overpriced. Yeah, that part just doesn't really bother me that much. The overpriced part, if it's really good, I don't care that much. I'm willing to roll with it. Oh, I got to tell you guys this story. So, you know, I was in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and Rob was at the end of the night. I'm looking for something to eat. Vegas is, like, weird with, like, late-night food options. You know, like, I don't know why any place in Vegas closed because there's so much foot traffic. I don't really get it. So we were coming back from the festival trying to figure out something to eat. I assumed the pizza was what we were going to eat. Next thing I know, I turn to my right. And I see that Bobby Flay has a burger place. Now, he wasn't there. He wasn't there cooking the burgers, but it was a Bobby Flay endorsed burger place. So I was like, ooh. Rob knows I'm super touristy. I saw that name and I reckon, ooh, I want that. I'm telling you, this is one of the best burgers I ever had in my life. Rob, I got hit with the Vegas tax. This burger was $19.99 for the burger. It was for regular standard Shake Shack.
Emerald's got a ton
burger.
Of places out there, man. A ton
oh,
of different places.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to pay for stuff like that.
They also had this one thing. It was in our hotel. Rob, it was a vending machine that served pizza. I had never seen this before.
Never seen a vending machine pizza.
I'm serious. You would pick a slice of pizza. You know, they had like six different options. You'd press the button, and then it would cook your pizza in 3 minutes. You just had to wait there for your slice of pizza, and it'd be ready. It was wild. It was crazy.
It's expensive?
It was like $11.99.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I mean, that's Vegas.
For vending machine pizza?
That's Vegas. It's Vegas.
Well,
that's
Vegas. You have the buffets open? Because the free buffets are always the way to go in Vegas. The free stuff. Now they just give you Raiders tickets because they don't care.
Someone said secret pizza in Vegas. It's hidden in the Cosmopolitan. I actually went there the last time I was there. Not that hidden. I don't know why anyone has ever suggested the secret. It just doesn't have a sign. That doesn't make it hidden. It's very obvious that's where the pizza place is. It was okay. I didn't dislike secret pizza, but for the amount of hype that it has around it because it's in the Cosmo and it's secret, it was okay. It was fine. Pizza Tassio's is better than secret pizza. I'm here telling you that. I just had secret pizza 2 weeks ago. Bink, I appreciate you, man. Happy Memorial Day. Rob, to you, do the exact same. I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.